morning.
How are you?
I am very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Dementia, it's one of those strange things. My mother was one of those people some years ago who had this, and not a nice thing to get.
It isn't. No, no. It is a really devastating disease. But MHA is all about providing support to people who have been diagnosed and also their carers who are looking after them. So we're all about kind of engaging, having some kind of fun activities and getting people out of the house and together and hopefully, you know, enjoying their time with each other and having some fun.
Yeah, because, I mean, there are different stages to all of this. And I'm guessing with a lot of this, it is about sort of getting people out who otherwise wouldn't be able to go out on their own or look after themselves properly. So it's giving a bit of fun, but I'm guessing it depends on at what stage they are through their journey through this.
Yeah, so the club that MHA run is generally for people with the early stages of dementia, people who have just been diagnosed. But having said that, I've run clubs for the last 5 years, and obviously people do progress along that journey. And so really, our club is open to anyone. But there are different stages. And obviously, some people come along on their own at the beginning. And then as sometimes the disease gets a little bit worse, carers have to come along too. And it could be your husband, or it could be, a carer that people have hired. But it's kind of open to everybody through any stage. And it really does benefit people getting out, having some music, doing some art, chatting to people in a similar situation. It's so important not to just stay at home and kind of, think about that diagnosis. It's about getting out and still enjoying life.
Yeah, I'm going to say the understanding of the mysteries of dementia have vastly improved over the last few years. We now know an awful lot more about it, about its effects. There's a lot more understanding from people out and about that of just what this is and how we actually treat and deal with people with dementia.
Yeah, I mean, there's been so much kind of progress. Even since I started working for MHA in the last 5 years, the medication and the kind of support that's out there is a lot of support. If you've just been diagnosed, your GP wellbeing advisors, there's so many places now to go to kind of see how you can improve, your life once you've had that diagnosis. So, hopefully there's so much more kind of research going on as well that hopefully, wouldn't it be fantastic that in the next kind of 5 or 10 years, there could be some kind of, new medication that really slows down the symptoms of dementia.
I can say that's the thing is the slowing down of it. I remember, as I mentioned, my mum had it years ago before she passed, and the doctor didn't actually call it dementia in those days. He said, "Oh no, it's just a bit of short term memory loss." Now, she was one of those people that was kind of happy in her own little world, and you couldn't have a conversation with her about something that happened a couple of minutes ago or about something you talked about a couple of minutes ago, but you could talk to her about things that happened years ago. Fantastic. So that, I mean, it's a strange one to deal with, is dementia, but the understanding of it is so improving. And I'm guessing that organisations such as yours, MHA, are at the front of this, actually sort of, well, getting some of these new thoughts and ideas out there for these people.
I mean, we, MHA communities, we have so much training. So, every kind of couple of months, there's some kind of new course that I can join that gives updates on kind of what works and what helps. And, so I think, we are so behind any type of kind of improvement in helping our members, after they've got that diagnosis. So, I mean, all those kind of local support services that are out there, they're always being updated on new ways to kind of help people once they've had that diagnosis. So it's definitely moving in the right direction, but it's a shame that it can't move a bit quicker, especially in regards to the medication, you know, that people take to slow down the symptoms.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the same for so many different things, that time passes and things advance, but they advance at their own rate. So, you know, it's one of those things that I think everybody says, oh, we'll get there in the end. Well, sadly for many people, it's not going to be soon enough, but for... Yeah. Oh, well, future generations, it should be an absolutely wonderful thing. MHA in itself, now, if you're not involved in the world of dementia, it's not a name that's going to spring to mind. So just fill us in a little bit about MHA. Who are MHA? What are they? And we know, so obviously, that they deal in dementia, but what things do they actually do?
Yeah, so Methodist Homes, it's a registered charity in England and Wales. And there's three kind of parts of MHA. So there's the kind of care homes that MHA own across the UK. There's the assisted living that MHA own. And then there's the community side, which is where I work. And once again, we're across the UK. And so the East Surrey MHA communities, we cover Reigate, Redhill, Banstead, Merstham and Hawley. And we basically provide social activities in those local areas, generally Monday to Friday. So that can include lunch clubs, coffee mornings, pub lunches, trips to the theatre, National Trust trips, and we even do a holiday. So we're about getting people out of the house. So people who are lonely, people who have just been diagnosed with something like dementia, but people who want to have a chat, meet new people and feel valued. So that's what we're about.
Yeah, you say it's a registered charity. Now, I mean, it's one of those things these days with charities. There are so many charities out there all after money to help them provide the services and the things that they actually provide. How do you get funded?
So we get grants from the council, and also we get local businesses that support us, and there are kind of small costs that we charge our members as well, but we are always looking for ways to fundraise and to kind of keep our particular communities going. So we do lots of kind of marathons and kind of triathlons, and we do cake sales and lots of different ways to raise money. But we're not as well known as, say, for example, Age Concern. Mm. We are all over the UK. It's just our name isn't quite as known as well as them, for example. But anybody that wants to help us, donate, they are more than welcome by visiting our kind of social media sites or our website.
The website is actually mha.org.uk, would that be right?
Yep, that's the one.
There you go, you see. Lots and lots of things on there to actually see. Now, one of the things that you do, I know you have these day visits, don't you? I think they're called, I don't know, would you call them day visits, where people come to a centre for a day?
Yes, so yeah, we have like lunch clubs. So perhaps, once a week, you know, 20 or 30 members will meet in a particular place and have a lovely lunch and have an activity for an hour. So it could be somebody coming in to sing. It could be flamenco dancing. We've done cheerleading. It could be arts and crafts. And those are our weekly lunch clubs that have an activity and then you get a lovely lunch as well.
Blimey, you've warned me out just telling me about the detail of what you actually do in those things. That's incredible. I mean, some of the things that you guys do. But I'm going to mention this now because I think this is wonderful. Lots and lots of people, dementia hits at whatever age it hits, and you don't necessarily need to be old to get dementia. You can be at the younger end of the spectrum and be unlucky enough to come into contact with dementia. But at the other end of the scale, it does get to some people a little later in life, and I'm not sure that it's actually dementia, as what my mother's doctor called short-term memory loss. You have a gentleman who's just hit three figures, haven't you?
So we do. We've got an amazing gentleman called Arthur Percy Lambert, who on the 8th of June turned 100 years old, which is absolutely incredible. Arthur doesn't actually, he hasn't actually been diagnosed with dementia.
No?
No, not at all.
Wow.
Arthur is, I've known him ever since I've started working for MHA Communities, and he is an incredible man. Very, very dapper, very charming. He's an incredible dancer. He was an engineer his entire life, really hardworking, and he's a massive fan of cars. He was always kind of apparently under the bonnet of a car when he was growing up, and he finally got his favourite car, I believe, which was a Jaguar.
How wonderful.
But he is an incredible man, and you would never know. That you would never know he just turned 100. He's about to turn 100. You would never know.
8th of June. Did he get the telegram from the King?
I believe so, yes, absolutely, yeah.
Still happens, does it?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Arthur, hope you had a wonderful day. And, of course, they're all celebrating this morning, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we've got the mayor coming along. We've got some music and a big kind of lunch to celebrate, this momentous occasion that lovely Arthur has turned 100 years old.
Ah, you see, this is the reward for some of the work that you guys do, I think, really. It's not about receiving, is it? It's about the joy that it actually brings to people.
I cannot tell you, when I started working for MHA, you go and visit somebody in their flat and you try and explain all the house and you try and explain all the wonderful things that MHA do and how it changes people's lives. And then you see them, two or three months later at a lunch, chatting away, having fun, making new friends. It really is a life-changing charity, because really and truly, that's all we really want, isn't it? Is to have a chat, feel valued, have a smile on our face. And that's what MHA tries to do. It tries to get people out, meeting new people and having fun. And Arthur has been a member since 2016 with us, and I've seen him smile and laugh and dance at countless events that MHA has put on, and it's a wonderful feeling seeing somebody that potentially could have stayed at home a lot, with their television or whatever it may be, but actually they're not. They're out and they're dancing, they're doing cheerleading, they're singing a song, they're doing cheese tasting, whatever it may be that we've rustled up that week. I've seen Arthur have so much fun over the years, and it really is wonderful to see.
it sounds absolutely delightful. I say the reward in that is actually seeing the joy that it gives.
Oh, and that's exactly why, I work for MHA. I started as a volunteer. And as soon as I started, I just thought, this is incredible. This is just a wonderful way to spend my time. It is making people smile and creating new memories. And people think if they get to a certain age, they can't make new friends, or it's a little bit, you get a bit anxious about doing something new. But once you get people out of the door, just there once, and they realise, what a wonderful group of people it is, and how it's just so relaxed and fun, people, they come back, and they have all these wonderful memories of everything that we've done over the years. Christmas events and Valentine's lunches and tea dances, and there's so many wonderful things that MHA do, and it's a joy to see.
Yeah, you're getting me hungry talking about all that food, I can tell you. You mentioned very quickly before we finish, you mentioned about that you started as a volunteer. I mean, with volunteering, it's like most organisations, I would guess, you're always in need of more, aren't you?
We are always in need of volunteers. We need people to help us drive, because we provide transport. We need people to bake cakes for us. We need people to serve tea and coffee and just to have a chat with our members. So if anybody is out there that's got a spare hour or two, once a month or once every other week, do get in touch with us, because it is a total joy, kind of working and kind of being surrounded by our wonderful members. So if you do have any spare time and you fancy just, helping us, then do get in touch with MHA.
And of course, today he's got the icing on the cake. You've got Arthur's 100th birthday celebration.
Yes. And we've got a big cake.
It's Stop it. I want some cake.
It's going to be incredible. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm sure you can't. Julia, thank you so much for talking to us today. Wish Arthur a happy birthday from us, will you? And come back and talk to us sometime, because there's a whole plethora of things I'm sure we can talk about. But for now, Julia and I, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, Tony.